social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day, which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet-setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. I appreciate you taking the time to listen in, whether you're listening via the audio while you're out and about or chilling on your couch with a nice cup of your favorite beverage and watching this on YouTube. Last week, I asked you to rate the podcast wherever you're listening, and we're already seeing the results of that. So thank you so much for supporting me and this show. If you haven't rated it yet, but have been meaning to, just press that pause button, take the 10 seconds to go to the podcast rating section, and give this podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks so much. Today, we're in part 4 of the Visibility Strategy series, where I'm telling you about the Instagram tool that doubled my engagement and conversions, and I recommend to the majority of my clients. This may be one that you're already familiar with, or you may have seen it around without realizing it, and that's a tool that uses automated engagement. So with this tool, which is completely above board, by the way, they're an official Meta business partner. You can use automations for Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger with it. And the tool that I use and recommend is called ManyChat, ManyChat. They have a free version, and the paid version is, I believe, $15 a month. And then that scales based on how many contacts you have. I think it goes up to $25 a month once you go over 500 contacts, and then it stays that way up until about 2,500. So it's relatively affordable, even if you're just starting off, and then it scales along with your business, which is a structure that I love. It keeps it very affordable and cost-effective for smaller businesses. Oh, and as of this recording, I'm not affiliated with them, so this isn't like a sponsored episode or anything. If I ever do get an affiliate link that has like a special discount code for you, I'll update the show notes with it. So check down there if you're interested. So what does ManyChat do exactly? You can automate ManyChat to do specific things like reply to a comment or a DM based on some parameters that you set or like rules. So I'm going to look at it right now so I can make sure I have the most up-to-date info for you. But basically, you can create however many automations you want that do specific things. And there's different triggers. So for Instagram, I have it currently set up for just my Instagram. So I'll tell you the Instagram triggers. But basically, you have on Instagram ads, if a user clicks on an Instagram ad, you can trigger something to happen. That's only available for a pro account, which is a paid account. The others are if a user comments on your post or a reel, if a user replies to your story, if a user clicks a referral link, if a user sends a message, if a user comments on your live. So you have a lot of options for how people are engaging with you and how you can respond to that. There's also options for if you have the pro plan, if there's a new contact created, a custom field value is changed, system field value is changed. And this is more like in-depth automations here. If a tag is applied to a contact, if a tag is removed from a contact, if they're subscribed to a sequence, if they're unsubscribed from a sequence, and a date or a time that something specific occurred. So you can select a specific post or reel you want to use this automation on, or if you have a pro account, you can select all posts or reels or the next post or reel that goes out, so you can customize it. So when someone comments the code word, I have a set of responses that I let it kind of randomize through to respond to their comment as a comment itself. And then I will also send them a DM. And this DM, the message can be customized. You can add links to it and things like that. But that's basically how I deliver whatever links people are prompting to them automatically. And I've been using ManyChat for just about 2 years now, and I can tell you that this thing has been a huge source of building my email list, my Instagram account, and my sales. I have automation set up to deliver my freebies, links to the podcast, template shop, classes, the community, specific YouTube videos even. So whenever I talk about any of it, either in my stories or in my posts, I can just prompt people to reply with a set code word and it will trigger the automation so that they get that link or that resource delivered directly to them. Okay, so why does this work so well? The reason why this works so well is because it's fewer clicks to get to where you're going. People don't want to have to go click the link in your bio and then search through to try to find the resource that they're looking for. Either they don't have time to do that right now, they don't want to leave Instagram, they don't want to have to stop scrolling their feed or whatever it is they're looking at. They just want to quickly send a little message, whether that's a comment or a DM, and get what they need. Maybe they can check their inbox later, or basically it just makes it easier for them where we're sending it to them directly. There's fewer clicks, fewer places that we can lose people, things like that. It's also going to increase the number of DMs that your account is getting, which is something that the algorithm really, really loves. It loves accounts that are DMing back and forth, having conversations, establishing relationships. And it's also sending directly to their DMs. So again, like I said, maybe they don't have time to check through the links right now, but they can go back into the DMs in the inbox, find that link again. It makes it really easy. And they can always get back to that later, save it, mark it as something that's worth saving. Want to dive even deeper into these topics and more like it? I'm talking finding high-paying clients, creating packages that sell, advanced marketing strategies, content creation, metrics and insights, portfolios, launching your business, and even how to become a social media manager. I have a full program suite of 8 self-study courses for you so that you can build and grow a profitable social media management business, have consistent income, work with dream clients, and scale without getting hit with burnout. Plus, I've done a lot of the hard work for you. You'll get templates, scripts, and so much more. Learn more about the Social Media Manager Incubator Program Suite by visiting my website. Details and links are in the show notes for you. Then when it comes to post engagement, so the post itself, your engagement gets a boost because not only are they commenting with the keyword, but your comment response to that keyword also helps your post engagement. So anytime I have a code word that does really, really well for a post, it helps boost it. It helps it go to the explore page. It helps more and more people see it. And the algorithm, like I said, it loves accounts that are really engaged. It loves having that interaction between accounts. The more account interactions that you have, the more engagement you get, the more the algorithm promotes your content organically to the explore page, to new people, to people who aren't following you yet. All of this works together to help grow your Instagram and your business. Now, I have seen some people complaining about accounts and brands that use these automations because it feels inauthentic, where they're saying you shouldn't have to automate this type of stuff. Where's the community building happening? But here's what I want to say to that. Expecting creators or brands to manually reply to everyone who is requesting an important link or information is unrealistic, especially if it's like 50, 100 people within a few hours or even minutes. There's no way a single person can take the time to actually do that. There's a time and a place for manual engagement and relationship building, but sending links is not one of them. Using automations for it ensures better customer service because there is no waiting period for a response and it decreases the chance of being missed if someone is manually going through the comments. And I do this all the time. I hate the way Instagram organizes the comments because I always miss them. But basically, if you're going through the comment section, it is very easy to miss one. manually looking for it. Where if you have an automation doing it, they have a much higher likelihood of getting responded to in a timely manner. People can think that it's annoying all they want, but I'm going to keep using it to better serve my audience and build my business sustainably. You can decide whatever will work best for you. You don't want to rely on automations for everything, but when it comes to customer service, when it comes to people asking for resources or direct links to specific things, I don't think there's anything wrong with using automation for that. Makes it more sustainable. You're serving people better. Maybe it comes across as a little spammy if somebody's looking through the comments and people are just commenting code words. But I'm also looking through my comments for people who are asking questions or have important things to say or opinions to share and things like that. I do my best to try to respond to those as well. And I do that manually. So getting ManyChat set up or having your client give you access to their ManyChat is super easy. So what you need to do to get started, you'll need to create an account at ManyChat.com. And when you first sign in, you can select what channel you want to start with, whether that's Instagram, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, or Telegram. And after you select one, they'll prompt you to continue with logging into like Facebook, for example. That's what I use. And that's literally all that you have to do. You can select which accounts you want it to connect to that your Facebook is connected to, and then you're ready to start automating. And if you're having a client do this, you can have them create the ManyChat account using their Facebook account, and then you can direct them to go over to their settings, select the team member option. I'm not sure if you have to have a pro account for this, you might. And then it will generate a link that they can send to you to add to their team. Then all you have to do is click that link and you get added in. And this way you can edit automations and track conversions while the client is still the owner and they can handle the billing and the payments themselves. They have this new AI setup assistant, which is helpful if you're new to setting up automations. You can make your automation as simple as them prompting a keyword and you delivering the link immediately, which is what most of mine are. Or if you get a lot of questions about your products, you can always create like an FAQ or even deliver coupon codes. I had a more in-depth automation setup when I first rolled out the Social Media Manager Success Incubator classes because I was getting a lot of questions about how it worked since it was so different than what other people offer and what I'd offered in the past. So I set it up in a way that guided people from frequently asked questions about it, recommending specific classes for what they were needing, responding to any questions they had about those specific classes, and then providing a link to that class along with a follow-up message. So you can always use it to sync up with like your client's email campaign software. So people can sign up for freebies or email lists without even having to leave the app. It basically prompts them, what's your name? It'll enter that. What's your email address? It'll enter that. And that does take a little bit more of like tech know-how, but I found the tutorials on ManyChat and YouTube super helpful. Once in a while, this tool does stop working. So it does have a setting where you can click a button and refresh the account connection tool, and that resolves a lot of the issues. You can also stay up to date with what's going on with other users along with any current glitches by joining the official ManyChat Facebook group. I have seen some people complain that ManyChat's customer service is not really there, but honestly, it's right along par with Facebook's customer service in my opinion. So take it or leave it. But for the most part, I do not need ManyChat's customer service and the tech is pretty easy to set up. So I feel like it's worth it, but you can pick and choose what you want to do with that. Let me know if you want to see a tutorial on this and I'll try to create one for you. I hope you found this helpful. I'll be back next week with the final part 5 of this series, where we're talking about running Instagram and Facebook ads. It's going to be a good one. If you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. And if you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button, the plus button in Apple Podcasts, or the subscribe button on YouTube so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.